morning, good afternoon, good evening, whoever listening to the podcast. This is Pastor Edu coming away this morning with the Word of God. In the Bible, turn with me to the book of Luke, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verse 5. Luke chapter 19, verse number 5. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy home. Amen. Luke chapter 19, verse number 5, from the King James Version. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Hallelujah. Today I would like to discuss or thought on some personalities in the scriptures, specifically Peter, James, and John, the sons of Zebedee, and Zacchaeus. But due to time constraint, I would like to touch on the encounter of Zacchaeus and Jesus. Hallelujah. This coincidentally is the sermon topic for today, an encounter with Jesus. An encounter with Jesus. Zacchaeus, of course, Zacchaeus, the meaning is son of the righteous. Zacchaeus. The meaning of Zacchaeus, the son of the righteous. He was a chief publican or a tax gatherer. Of course, he was rich. Zacchaeus was a very rich man. He was a chief publican or a tax gatherer. And he sought to see Jesus. But due to the crowd that followed Jesus everywhere he goes, and the stature of Zacchaeus always make it impossible to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus was short in stature. And there's always a crowd following Jesus Christ wherever he goes. So one day, Jesus was just passing through Jericho. And Zacchaeus had an encounter with Jesus. He ran ahead of the crowd and climbed a tree. Then Jesus, upon reaching there, looked up and called Zacchaeus. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. Hallelujah. An encounter with Jesus. An encounter with Jesus. Zacchaeus had an encounter with Jesus. Peter, James, and John, the sons of Zebedee, had an encounter with Jesus. But like I've said initially, I would like to concentrate on Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus, whenever one can have an encounter with Jesus, his or her life always changes. Hallelujah. Anytime you have an encounter with Jesus Christ, your life will never be the same. In the scripture, a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years, when she had an encounter with Jesus Christ, the flow of blood ceased. Hallelujah. She was healed completely. Hallelujah. Any person that had an encounter with Jesus Christ was changed, was not the same. That person becomes a changed person. Hallelujah. This is the case of Zacchaeus, a tax collector, a publican. Those days, Zacchaeus was rich because he always put margins on the tax that he collects. And at the end of the day, whenever he ran an account, all the margins becomes his income. So definitely, he was rich. He became very rich through that particular activity. Hallelujah. Now, let's see the effect of the encounter. Zacchaeus, the son of righteous, he had an encounter with Jesus Christ. Now, let's see the effect of the encounter that Zacchaeus had with Jesus Christ. The first one I'd like to talk about is salvation. When Zacchaeus had an encounter with Jesus Christ, he obtained salvation. Hallelujah. Salvation cometh from Jesus Christ. It is only Jesus Christ that can give you salvation. When Zacchaeus had an encounter with Jesus Christ, he was saved. Let's turn our Bible to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 19, verse number 9. Luke chapter 19, verse number 9. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus became a son of Abraham. Zacchaeus obtained salvation when he had an encounter with Jesus Christ. May you obtain your salvation once you have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Amen. Another effect of the encounter was that Zacchaeus became a changed person. Zacchaeus became a changed person as a result of the encounter. In Luke chapter 19, verse number 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. Hallelujah. These were the words of Zacchaeus. He said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus became a changed person when he had an encounter with Jesus Christ. And so therefore, Paul, in his letters to the brethren in Corinthians, said, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. So Zacchaeus, when he had an encounter of Jesus Christ, he became a changed person. And Zacchaeus made a confession in Luke chapter 19, verse number 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Hallelujah. And if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. Another effect of the encounter of Jesus Christ is a joyful reception. In fact, Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received Jesus Christ joyfully. Hallelujah. May your encounter with Jesus Christ be a joyful one. Hallelujah. One of the effects of Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus Christ was that he received Jesus Christ in a joyful manner. He received Jesus Christ joyfully. In Luke chapter 19, verse number 6, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Hallelujah. May your encounter with Jesus Christ be a joyful one. Hallelujah. Another effect of an encounter with Jesus Christ by Zacchaeus was that Zacchaeus was lost. But when he had an encounter with Jesus Christ, he was found. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 19, verse number 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Hallelujah. The main reason why Christ came down on earth is to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus was lost. Zacchaeus was in darkness. But Christ came, and through an encounter of Jesus Christ by Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus came to the light. Zacchaeus was found. Zacchaeus was then lost without Christ. But an encounter with Jesus Christ, Zacchaeus was found. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 19, verse number 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Another effect of an encounter with Jesus Christ by Zacchaeus was that Zacchaeus positioned himself strategically. Zacchaeus positioned himself strategically. Zacchaeus was short in stature, but he was able to run before Jesus and climb up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass out that way. Zacchaeus positioned himself strategically. May you position yourself strategically this morning to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus realized he was short. He was handicapped, but he did not allow his handicap to prevent from seeing God or Christ. He positioned himself strategically by running before and climbing up into a sycamore tree. For Christ was supposed to pass that way. Hallelujah. May you position yourself strategically to receive your salvation. May you position yourself strategically to receive Christ in a joyful manner. May you position yourself strategically so that you become a changed person in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So Zacchaeus positioned himself strategically. He knew where Christ was passing. So he ran before him and climbed a sycamore tree. He climbed the tree because of two things. One, he was short in stature. And two, the crowd was so thick that he took an advantage of the sycamore tree and climbed it up and made sure that Christ saw him. And Christ called him, Zacchaeus, come down. Today, I will dine in your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another effect of Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus Christ was that he persevered. Zacchaeus persevered. He did not allow his stature to belittle him. He did not allow his stature to forsake him. He did not allow his stature to prevent him from seeing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 19, verse number 3, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Hallelujah. He sought to see Jesus Christ. It means he had purpose in his heart. He had made up his mind to see Jesus Christ. This morning, may you purpose in your heart to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. May you purpose in your heart to see Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So through perseverance, Zacchaeus was able to see Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through perseverance, Zacchaeus had an encounter with Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 19, verse number 3. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little in stature. He might have heard of Jesus Christ in Campania, changing water into wine at a wedding in Cana, walking on the sea. He might have heard Christ restoring the sight of a blind man, healing cripples and people suffering from leprosy, casting out demons from demon-possessing people. He sought to see that man, and he was able to see Jesus Christ through perseverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another effect of Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus was that there was murmuring in Luke chapter 19, verse number 7. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. Hallelujah. May your encounter with Jesus Christ cause stir among your neighbors. May your encounter with Jesus Christ cause stir among people around you. May your encounter with Jesus Christ cause murmuring around your neighborhood in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest with a man that was a sinner. Hallelujah. They were murmuring. They murmured because they were not the guest of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. People will murmur because they see you as a changed person. People will murmur because they've seen that you've persevered and you've seen Christ. People will murmur because you were lost and you are now found. People will murmur because you receive Christ in a joyful manner through your encounter with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. People will murmur because you are a changed person. People will murmur because you are saved by Jesus Christ through your encounter with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go back to our foundation text for today. Luke chapter 19, verse number 5, for the King James Version of the Scriptures. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ made it clear that it was a must for him to abide in the house of Zacchaeus. The man came as a sinner, and Jesus Christ came to save, to seek and save the lost. Hallelujah. 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 An encounter with Jesus Christ. An encounter with Christ. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus encountered with Jesus Christ brought him salvation. He positioned himself strategically for his salvation by climbing a tree to have a proper perspective, to have a proper view of Jesus Christ. Have you positioned yourself for salvation? Have you placed yourself strategically for salvation? May our encounter with Jesus Christ bring salvation in all our endeavors in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Search for Pastor Edu from wherever you get your podcast or from the following media platforms: Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, or Spotify. That is those with Spotify in their country or region. And remember to subscribe to my podcast. This is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the Word of God. Stay blessed, stay focused in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.